Ladies and gentlemen, a little Who's on the Hotline this morning. We welcome back on the Professor. Good morning, Matthew.
All right, all right. Are we ready for a fight, a fight, a fight? Here we go.
Yep, indeed.
Welcome. Hard.
Professor, you gave quite the pep talk.
Man, you fired everybody up.
Well, I'm here to do some talking right there. Not just posing, not just prompting, not just saying we're going to do something. We're going to go in there to the Cotton Bowl tomorrow, and we're going to take what is ours.
Right.
That
go
is
up.
Right. We are not getting a 30. The APO are floating in fixed rate. Either way, we are going to own that puppy right
own
there.
It.
Oh, I hope
those
so.
The Sooners for what they're worth. And I'm always, hey, Professor, you're the Minister of Culture, but you're also one of the purveyors of peace out there. I love when people come together and we're not divided. And I don't care if a Red River runs in between this imaginary border right there between Tejas and Oklahoma.
Right.
But this weekend, that's another story.
That's the different
deal. So you
can
get your boomers right out there.
Hey-oh.
You tell them.
All right, all right. Red River rivalry, Red River rivalry, Red River rivalry.
Look at him go.
Red River rivalry. Oh, my baby back, baby back, baby.
How can you say that correctly so many times?
Barbecue sauce.
Well done, sir.
All right.
And you know, it is going to be so hot at that game.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it is going to be hot. Not just by the temperature that we are going to be cranking up on that thermostat. No, it will be hot tomorrow, so I would go ahead and advise everybody, take your shirts off now. I know,
okay.
I just did.
I have no doubt.
How?
I just did again.
You took your shirt off twice? How'd you do that?
Ooh.
Hey, Beto yesterday was talking about, and you returned the favor talking about Beto about this governor thing, so what's the deal?
Well, that's true, yes.
Yeah, so?
I did do some talking yesterday. I've heard that Beto. Oh, Rourke, that bada bing, bada Beto. I don't care what he says about what I don't say. I am being cagey.
Yeah,
I'm
you
keeping
are.
It close to the vest right there. I'm percolating. I'm ruminating.
You want to share with us?
Yeah, right now.
Well, actually, let's go back to that whole Red River thing, because that is a boundary that will come into play possibly next year during our gubernatorial race and election and
right.
all that's encompassing in between. Remember who to vote for, the M.O.C.
The M.O.C. Are you dropping a hint there?
You and me.
Well, I already live in Austin. We know where Longhorns reside.
Gotcha.
Hello.
There it is.
And let me tell you, maybe if it was not Beto asking me the tough questions, I'd be answering them, though, if they were Bevo.
Bevo.
Okay. I'd like to see that. That would be something.
Which is weird because cow patties come from both.
Hello! Shot fired right there this fine morning, Professor.
So let's there congregate under the shadow of Big Texas, the great state fair of Texas, for our annual throwdown with them Boomer Sooners. We're going to kick them all the way back to Norman. Am I right? All right, all right.
There he is. There he is. The Professor, ladies and gentlemen. That's right.
It's KB and Marley.